Hello once again, and welcome back to Table Talk with Rookie's Family. We are here on a Sunday morning. The sun is shining and temperatures are climbing.
Amen.
It won't be 70, but it'll be a lot nicer. Yesterday was sunny but windy. It was a little chilly to be outside.
I was so disappointed in yesterday because I was really looking forward to spending the whole day outside. And we did get some work done out there, but if you weren't like working, you were cold.
Yes.
And the sun was out for seconds at a time.
Yeah.
And you could tell if the sun would have stayed out, it would have been nice. But so even though today I think it's not going to be nearly as warm, the sun is out, so I bet we could be out there longer.
Yeah, and it's not supposed to be as windy. They said a little wind, but not as windy as yesterday. So I'm excited.
Well, that's a good sign. That we're not that we're trying to rush through this podcast, but Table Talk with Rookie's Family. You can find us all over social media. Matthew is, we didn't even address that last week. Matthew did go back to Boston.
Well, I think we did.
Called Matthew.
No, and he was on the phone, but I don't think we explained that he had to, for work purposes, he had to leave. We didn't want him to, but he had to go back. And this week, Haley is heading back, and I think he went out to meet her. So we're minus Matthew today, so he won't tell us all how we're supposed to think and what we're supposed to do, so he won't be around today. but the rest of us are all here, and we are inside. We're hunkered down. It's not as bad because the weather is getting nicer. When it was snowy and you couldn't really go outside, it was really crummy. But I raked a whole bunch yesterday, and it was nice to be out there and do that stuff.
Yeah, and we got our outdoor furniture all set out. We held off on that for a while, but finally all out there, so that's always nice.
It's always fun taking that out of storage and seeing how it, one chair didn't really make it, so we're on the lookout for a wicker rocker.
No, not a rocker.
Oh, it's the, not the rocker?
It's a stationary chair.
Ah, you're very observant.
know what I figured? Our wicker furniture is McLaren's age, 24 years old.
Jeez.
Oh,
and it is, I mean,
it was originally my mom and dad's.
Minus that one chair going bad. It is still in pretty good shape for,
yeah.
I mean, it has wear, but we're going to paint it and kind of give it a new, fresh look. But for it being 24 years old, it's in really good condition.
Yeah, it's nice. And there's a little cart, and it's it has stood the test of time, except the one's a little beat up on the side. It's not going to make it, but so hopefully you're getting outside and enjoying yourself. It's really, this is such a weird time. I dropped off some stuff for my dad this morning, who's going crazy. He lives alone, and he doesn't have a balcony. And he said, I'll go for days not having any other human interaction. And I felt really bad. And I said, just call me. If you call me for 5 minutes or call your kids for 5 minutes and just, you know, say hello, and you don't have to talk long, but it'll break up the monotony of the day. But I also brought him a John Wayne with big print.
Casey?
No. John Wayne, the cowboy. A word find.
Oh.
So, you know, it's got stuff on pictures of John Wayne and his history, but then it's got, you know, find rifle or, you know, whatever. And he was really happy about that. And he said, that'll break up my day. I'm like, okay, I just walked out of there going, I feel so bad for all of those people that are alone. He said he's got his phone. He's on Facebook. He doesn't have a computer. I don't know why he doesn't have a computer. Does he have Wi-Fi?
He doesn't have Wi-Fi, I don't think, does he? Well, he would have to if he could go on Facebook.
Well,
right?
That could be through his phone.
It might be part of a like Verizon plan or whatever that is, a hotspot. Or I'll have to ask if we won't. But so if you have a relative that's alone, give him a buzz. Just say hi to him. And that really will break up the day. And he said, we don't talk to anybody. He'll go outside, but it's just that I felt lost. Same with my mom. You know, she's hunkered down too, but I think she has a little more to do than my dad.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, week in review. Easter week last week, this was kind of a non-eventful week, wasn't it?
Well, I feel like they're all non-eventful, but yeah, this week there really was nothing like good to report back or funny or fun.
Well, that's not good for a podcast. We're supposed to entertain somehow.
But it's hard. Although
was that hijacking? No, I'm kidding.
But it's hard to entertain, like have really good stories because you're not doing like your norm. I know mom's not gonna like this, but you're not doing like your normal life. Like you're not leaving the house where like funny things were to happen.
One thing that's been catching my eye is Dad keeps wearing these weird masks, one including underwear on his face around the house.
You don't like my mask reviews?
It's weird.
I just posted them, usually on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Speaking of masks, I've been making masks.
Yes.
I've made them now for our whole family, twice for Matthew and his business partner in Boston. That's a story in and of itself. And Matthew's girlfriend's family, and I just made some for my sister's family. But I'm pretty much done. I don't have anyone else to do it for at this point.
I don't know. You're to be commended because I don't know how you sit down at a sewing machine. First of all, I know how to sew. I don't. That's beyond me. But then to learn how to make masks. Your first one was a little rough, and then...
They're all rough. I've been telling people they're made with love, not sewing skill.
I think they look pretty good. We're putting on her next sewing topic, or task, is new outdoor cushions. She's a little bit more hesitant with that, but me and Sophia think she can do it.
I can't.
If you have any tips or tricks on how she can make cushions, send them our way.
My favorite mask that you made was Gabe's, and that was made out of what?
At the end of our hunter safety course, they gave us like a bandana with like just random things on it.
Survival things?
Yeah, it's like a survival bandana.
Yeah.
With a big stop in the middle. So the center of Gabe's mask is the big stop.
His mask is the coolest and he refuses to wear it.
Yeah, I'm not putting the thing in my head.
Why?
Yeah, his has a strap that goes around the back and the back says survival.
I think you have the coolest. I thought the rookie rag was the best. And then I saw that one. That one's way better.
Go for it.
Okay.
All right. Gosh. And then
I'm sorry to interrupt, but who making those just struck me, especially the first time I sat down to do them, that I'm sitting here making masks to potentially, you know, protect my family from.
Weird.
It's a hard concept to.
Yeah, from something you don't know what
it
is.
I never would have thought in a million years I would be doing that.
Well, no, because it's so weird. And then people just saying how it's not going to end anytime soon and that we're going to be in this.
False. That's crazy.
Well, it is, and now it is turning. I thought it was very bipartisan, but now the political people are starting to come out, and it is getting political. And I really wish that wasn't the case. I know there's people protesting outside of the governor's residence, and they're not social distancing. I don't know what the right thing is, but I'm really sorry that they're making this political.
I think they're mostly people though who have no connection to it. They haven't known anyone that has this. They maybe don't have a loved one that's in a nursing home where the potential for them to die is excessively high. They don't know someone working in the medical field. And they're focusing on, well, doctors are being laid off and because they're not, you know, COVID doctors. They can't help out in that. And, you know, it's just part of the sacrifice we all have to make right now.
But that is, I never thought about that. Like a plastic surgeon, are they just not doing any work?
Right.
They're not doing anything
right
now?
Pretty much they're being laid off.
So then that, okay.
I mean,
because I never even thought about that.
Obviously, if someone gets hurt and they need a plastic surgery,
sure.
They're having that.
But their private practice is not up and running like, oh, you need your nose job done?
No.
Let's go.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't even think about
that. None of that is happening. In fact, a lot of those places, like a lot of times a plastic surgery will take place in the doctor's office,
mm-hmm.
in their facility, but they have given their stuff to the hospitals.
I didn't even think of that part either. All
yeah.
the PPE and everything.
Yeah.
I should check in with Dr. Boobs.
Yeah, we need to get him on here.
Just to see how he's doing, yeah, because that's, I mean, that's exactly what he's a plastic
surgeon.
Yeah,
that's why I said that, because I've never even considered that a dermatologist right now.
Right.
I mean,
no.
A dermatologist can do the online virtual stuff, but a plastic surgeon could do like an online consultation, but that's it. Like you're not.
Right.
That's what I got to do virtual for a little rosacea flare up.
Well, maybe. Wait.
Yeah.
maybe plastic surgeons can do some side job stuff half the price.
Clarence,
sign me up.
That's like what the salon are getting your hair cut. You might get in trouble for that.
What I don't understand is, and I saw it again today, I saw a petition that's being circulated to open up the hair salons on April 27th, I believe was the date. And it's for one client at a time. So does that mean one client in the facility at a time, or if you're the person cutting the hair,
everybody
has one client in there at a time? I don't know. I did not open it up. But I don't care about that.
If there is one, I guess if you're thinking about it, when you're sitting at a salon, you are 6 feet away from the next chair. But still, then you go to wash your hair. Everyone's using the wash your hair sinks and everyone's trapped in there. I don't know. I think they could do five girls are there one day, five girls there the next day, where it is just less bodies
and
more cleaning. But only having one person in there, that's just stupid.
And maybe it's one client per hairdresser. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Huh. Well, they opened up the golf courses now. So
that's
fine.
I'm indifferent.
I think that's great.
Yeah, they're far enough away, and people can get outside. And
at first they were if they could pay online, and I'm like, what is the difference if you're going into a clubhouse and paying versus going into a restaurant or a Subway
where
you're standing there, a grocery store? Yeah. I thought that was really stupid that they were distinguishing we might have to figure out a way to do online paying for that.
But also, if you're paying for, I'm going 18 holes at the clubhouse, you interact less there than if you go to the grocery store.
Absolutely.
And you're touching all the foods.
Yes.
So it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's a good thing, especially when Minneapolis said they're going to close all the pools and people were like, oh God, everyone's going to get really good at golf this summer, I feel like.
Well, pools I can get a little bit more, although I think the chlorine takes care of a lot
probably
of the bacteria, but... You know, I've never... Every kid puts that water in their mouth, spits it back into... Adults do it.
Yeah.
Spit it back in. Something I have never understood.
Yeah.
But I can kind of see that a little bit. It's...
And who is to decide where you draw the line on whether it's... Okay, pools agreed. Golf courses. What? Parks? They said they have to close the parks down and... But isn't that nature walking and you're out in the open where you're social distancing yourself?
Who said that?
Right.
What?
I've never heard that they're closing parks.
Yeah, they closed some of the Minneapolis parks. I'm pretty sure they did. Maybe not.
I have no idea. I just heard about the pools, but I don't know as far as parks.
I don't know why April 27th is a magic date.
Yeah, I thought everything was May 4th.
I don't know. This petition says April 20. I thought it was April 27.
May the 4th be with you.
I don't know.
Well, I guess, because golf courses just opened up and that were something that would have been closed until May 4th. So maybe if you have the petitions, it lets it go.
That were something.
Well, the governor has to say it's okay. I don't know. Anyway.
How are you doing, Gabe? Gabe, what's your life like?
I'm going crazy.
Are you?
I can't take it anymore.
What did you do yesterday? Tell people that this is the life of a 15-year-old under quarantine, and Gabe has done very well. He wants to go see his friends, and we just said we can't. We have to hunker down, and you have been a man about that, so you're to be commended. But what's your day like?
I don't know. I wake up, watch YouTube.
Watch YouTube? Are you making YouTubes?
No, I'm not making YouTubes.
And how is day trading?
Yesterday was Saturday, so.
Oh, but I mean in general, you buying low, selling high?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Yeah. How was your day today? Good.
Yep. Not much has changed from when he was in school.
What are you vidding on? What are you playing?
Fortnite.
With your friends?
Yep.
Now, when you have that headset on downstairs, you can talk to all of your friends. Is that like Leroy Jenkins where... You guys can all talk to each other?
Yeah.
It's like...
It's like a FaceTime, but with no, It's like a call.
But then how does that work if you're flying through the air on your helicopter or whatever Fortnite is? when they have, can they see you? Do they see the same same screen?
Well, they have,
or
like,
are they next to you? Like
this, they have like a different character, and they see what that character sees. But it's like we're on the same team, so we kind of see the same thing.
Okay.
You've played video games before.
I have not played online video games.
It's not a hard... Obviously, they're all different players, so they'd see their screen, and then they could just see the other player there.
Well, that's what I'm asking. When we play Mario or something, I'm sitting next to you, and I'm talking to you, and I can see your character on the screen, but when you're in a different city and you're playing, that's what I...
Dad, Mario is from, like, the 1800s, so it's just not comparable.
I have ordered two controllers for Super Nintendo, and once we get it, it is Dr. Mario competition for money.
And that is when I leave.
No, I'm going to force you to do that.
I love Dr. Mario.
McLaren likes it. She's good. I used to be the best, and then McLaren took over.
I don't know. It's like that and Spotted. Like, I don't know why I'm good at both.
Never play Spotted familiar with that. McLaren is very good at Spotted.
I love Spotted. No one wants to play it with me anymore.
My brain doesn't work that fast.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
The other thing, two pointed out online, not online, the video games, our prices are going soaring. Is that you, McLaren?
I'm sure McLaren was not looking at video
games.
I don't remember where I just heard that.
Sophia.
No. Yeah, her secret video
game. It was not me.
Because what, they're just in high demand, so they're knocking up the prices?
I will say one of the things is Gabe has, you know, he's done video games a little bit here and there. He's never been, like, crazy into it.
Right.
And we've lost him.
Yeah.
And you can't blame him, and I don't blame him, and I'm actually very thankful for it.
Me too.
He at least gets contact with his friends. I think it'd be really unbearable if he didn't have them, but he has crossed the line.
Yeah, because Matthew never had... We had the Wii, and we liked Super Nintendo, but... Matthew, when we had our movie theater at our last house, Matthew got Call of Duty for the Wii, played it. He couldn't even play it because the first time he tried, he got so sick, motion sickness, because it was on the big screen and they were moving, and so he never played it. It was like,
handed it back and said, nope.
Yeah.
This is making me sick.
And it was a huge deal for him to get it because I was against the game and didn't want him to have it. And I finally broke down and let him have it, and he's... Made him sick.
Gabe, do kids still play GTA or not really? It's just all Fortnite.
No, we still play GTA. I play GTA more than I've played Fortnite before.
So can you also play... I know this is stupid. I don't know anything. Can you play GTA with your friends too?
Yeah. Okay. Well, my friends that have an Xbox, I can't play with my friends that have a PS4. But Fortnite, I can play with the people that have a PS4.
Why?
Because it's just an app that has a crossplay.
Huh.
And then GTA, you use a thing called Xbox Live.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask a question? What do we have? What are you playing on?
An Xbox.
Xbox?
Yep.
Okay. I really didn't even know that.
Oh, well, you bought it. Yeah, birthday, so.
I kind of forgot. Was that?
last year or the year before?
Yeah, because this is
a nice Xbox.
January.
I'm surprised. I didn't know. I don't know why I was looking at Xboxes. Gabe was telling me to look at something. It must have been a game or something. But Xboxes, you can get them really cool, but they're really expensive.
Yeah, you can get them.
But there's some really sick designs. And I'm not even an Xbox
gamer. I've never played
person.
A game on one of those gaming systems.
When I had a boyfriend, I did.
What did you play?
We played GTA and NHL.
Oh my god.
GTA is fun because
NHL.
It reminds you of that car game. You know what, when restaurants used to have games and that car game where you could drive around and drive crazy.
You sit down and...
Yeah, that's like what GTA was for me.
That's OG Groveland Tap. We used to do that all the time in the back.
Yes.
And then just get out and just like murder 60 people.
That's what I don't like.
I have tried GTA. I'm not good at it. And I think I've done like one round of Fortnite. Gabe, I think, wants me to be good at it.
No.
Yeah.
I've played GTA for 12 hours straight before.
Oh my god. Don't ever
admit
that.
It was so fun. I'm so good at GTA Online.
Proud parent.
How do you know if you won? Is there a finish line?
It's like a...
Playing play until you quit.
It's an open map game, so it's just kind of like play however you want.
But if you play single, I thought if you're a single player, you know if you win.
Well, if you play, there's a campaign, and you can beat the campaign, which I've beat 8 times.
But. Okay, humble brag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very humble.
All right, so you're surviving.
No.
And what else? What's your project? You got a little project that
I'm working on redoing it. We have a scooter that didn't work for a long time, and I want to redo that so I can scooter with my friends instead of bike around, because biking is not the best.
Is it fixed? Because you've been scootering around.
It's fixed now.
Okay, good.
But he wants to polish it up.
Yeah, it's up and running for the first time in probably 4 or 5 years.
It's got the brakes on it.
It had like vines and everything growing on it.
Kept up all the registration and the insurance, but I need the tabs for this year. And you have to go in person. You can't do it online. So we're kind of driving it illegally around the... But I'm sure that...
Don't say that.
Dad, whoa, let's just throw that
out. I'm sure a cop would understand. We've got insurance for it. And it's just, they'll understand that we can't go get the tabs right now. And everything's fine with it.
Oh, speaking of that, yeah, I got to do that. Well, can't you do it online?
Did you black out for the past 5 minutes?
What? You can do your car stuff online, yes.
Oh, shoot. But I was like, yes.
Scooters and motorcycles, you got to go in person.
Not going to be able to pay those tabs yet. Dang it.
Oh, Lord. And what about you? How's your life going, Sophia?
Great. I actually have something I wanted to talk about that I have been doing recently.
Let's hear it.
And it is a lemon ginger turmeric shot. It's an immunity booster that I've been making in the mornings.
Oh, it's not booze.
No.
Well, she's... just kidding.
Dad's not interested in it.
No, so I just wanted to... throw that out there. It's really good. All you need is lemon, ginger, turmeric, and I usually use water and ginger, if I didn't say that. Then I've actually just been blending it up in a blender instead of juicing it, which works super well.
Is that the orange thing?
Yeah, it's the orange
thing.
Do
we have a juicer still?
Have a juicer. So yeah, it's a great way to start your day and make you try to be healthy for the rest of the day. And also, there's these bottles that are on Amazon that would be so good to put these in that I found. So if you go on Amazon and look up juice shot bottles, you guys should order some because they're really cute.
Can I ask, what are the benefits of taking this shot?
Well, it's an immunity booster, but lemon, ginger, and turmeric all have separate benefits for like anti-inflammatory things and digestive stuff.
So have you noticed anything by doing this?
I don't think I've done it long enough to be able to tell a super big difference, but when I do this in the morning, it inspires me to try to be healthier, if that
makes
sense.
So, let's just all cough on her today and see if it works.
That's a great idea. I support that.
No.
Coughing on her?
Why don't you tell everybody about the grass smoothie you made the other day?
Gabe thinks I make a grass smoothie, but I don't. It's a green smoothie, and it's really good.
It had to be grass, because I had everybody smell it. When you mow your lawn and you get that smell, that is the exact same smell that her smoothie had.
Okay, well, it's
and
really
everybody
good.
At this table can vouch.
Yeah.
It's a dip. I would agree with that.
It was grass.
It's really good. And also, if you don't want to make it yourself, you can get one at Target. And it's the So Good Immunity Probiotic Shot. And you just find it where they keep, like, their green juices. So.
No wonder I don't know where that is. I think I've skipped that section.
Me too.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Perfect health. Perfect health.
Yeah. Maybe I should have done that on her to see if her shots
work.
No. I have something that I wanted to bring up just very briefly. I'm at 14%. I should probably plug this thing in here. I have a topic about education, higher education. They're in big trouble. Higher education has been charging and charging and charging without anybody keeping them in check over the last several decades. So it's $50,000, it's $28,000 to go to these schools, and they have huge endowments. And right now, they're in big trouble because they have to give back a lot of refunds for parking, for housing, etc. And they're kicking and screaming that they want the government to help bail them out.
They have to use their endowment? Well, first of all, if you paid for parking, where'd that money go? They still have that. If you paid for housing, they still have that money.
Also, I'm sorry, charging people to park on campus, I think, is ridiculous to begin with. But that's just my personal. That's why I refused either to park on campus or at St. Kate's. I didn't register my car, so if I got a ticket,
McLaren.
Didn't pay.
McLaren.
Trying to beat the system?
I did beat the system.
Sophia, my honest child, paid and just filled out the paperwork to get her refund back.
Yes, I did.
And how much is that?
I am not sure. Okay. I think it's usually like $300 for. Wow. I'll pass for a year for
you
both semesters.
You pay that? Oh, God.
Yeah. But you just don't go to college.
Yeah,
and
but then
pay.
I'm never late for class, and I would get so many tickets if I did it. I'd get a ticket every day.
But also, St. Kate's, there is permit parking around there, but it's not as bad at UST. Is all permit parking around UST.
Right.
Where at St. Kate's, I didn't mind walking 2 blocks to get to St. Kate's.
And also around UST neighborhood, if you're parking on Summit without a permit for St. Paul, then you're gonna get a ticket as well.
Yeah, because the school tickets technically don't do anything unless you get a boot. I did know someone who parked on St. Kate's, just kept refusing to pay her tickets, and they put a boot on her car until she paid all the tickets.
That could have been you.
That was not ever going to be me, because they didn't know whose car it was. I think I only didn't pay for like 3.
Well, but a boot, they don't have to know whose car it is.
I know, but...
That's why you just come with a big old
wrench.
I think
it was like 5 or 6, so I wouldn't let it get to that point.
Well, regardless...
Yes, back to your...
Yeah. Back to my... Yes. The point is that these universities, these colleges, are going to have to give refunds for services that were not rendered, and they're very upset about it. But also, they're hurting because... This is going to put them in check as far as how much they're charging people. There's a couple of articles out there talking about online. If you're going to do online college, that means you're not using the facilities. So that means you're not getting the same. So you should not be charged as much. And also, students are wondering whether they should even just go to college. That's the next thing. Go ahead.
Here's what I think is like... hard about this situation. Obviously, if they're not going to be on campus, they should not have to pay full price. But at the same time, it's like, if I think of UST's got some prime real estate in St. Paul, they still have to pay to have that spot, to have all those facilities so they're not turning into the dumps and have a crew cleaning everything. So it's like, yeah, students should not have to pay full price. But at the same time, those colleges can only last so long without getting, I know college prices are outrageous, but
well,
I don't know.
According to a USA Today piece, they're talking about before the virus hit, college had never been more expensive. The nation's ever-increasing loan debt was raising questions about the value of college. The economic freefall and uncertainty from the virus have families questioning expensive tuition even more. So what they're saying is, oh, we should wipe out all this debt now, and... That's all debt that the government has paid to these colleges. So the colleges already have their money. And now that would mean that would be like a second bailout, wiping out. And all these parents saying, is it worth all this debt?
Wipe it clean.
Says a grad with a bill out there.
Yeah, I'm about to start grad school. Please wipe it clean.
But also, as far as you, Mom, talked about using the endowments, they're not probably going to get those big million-dollar gifts from people that, you know, their 401ks or their fortunes have gone way down and until that comes back. So there's huge uncertainty in the higher education field. And, I mean, it wouldn't bother us if it came down quite a bit and they, you know, put it in check. I don't know what the right price is, but now, what's your tuition? Your tuition is 40?
I have no idea.
I think it's 43 a year,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, something like that.
You've got good scholarships, but...
But I'm also thinking, like, my grad school that I'm about to take is all online. And granted, you're only taking 2 courses a semester, but they charge per course. So it's a little less than $1,200 per course. So I think that's actually pretty reasonable if they charged a per course a little over $1,000, something like that, versus... Here's $43,000. I mean, I don't think they can do that, but...
Well, and that's having that diploma, yes, there's a lot of merit in it. If you're going to be a doctor, yes. You're going to be a psychologist, yes. You're going to be a teacher, yes, you have to have the street creds. If you're going to go into business or marketing, how much do you, you know, that's, how much education do you need? Do you need that four-year degree? I've always said yes.
No. You don't. Even Elon Musk does not look at the
colleges.
There's
a lot of things that I think are useless still that we get taught in college. Like, I don't really need to learn about art stuff because that's not what I want to go into. You know what I mean?
True.
Or some people even still have to take physical education things where, like, it's a gym class.
I had to take that.
I think that's ridiculous.
I agree. I think that college needs to re-look at what they're asking people to do. Like, having to take like psychology, that doesn't interest me. I get for being a teacher, yeah, but what's the other one? Psychology?
Physicology or
no.
Well,
physicology.
What's the one where you study all the people? The old people. You like it.
Genealogy?
I can never, no. It's not theology, but it's the people.
Philosophy?
Philosophy. Yeah. No one needs
to
take that.
I think a lot of times those core classes, and to me, they're money grabs from the colleges.
They are.
If you went to a reputable high school, you've already done all of that.
Right.
Coming from Vision St. Thomas, you've done all of that.
Yeah.
And you know, to go to even the Catholic colleges, which my kids have gone to, and to be put in a theology 101 level.
Right.
Yes. McLaren walked out of it and said, hey, I've done, you know, what, at that point, 12 years of Catholic education. That just should not be a requirement
It was attendance. They required attendance. And I couldn't go to the class because I'm like, this is stuff that I already know. And they're like, you have to start off with this class in order to move up. And I'm like, so I got an okay grade because I couldn't go to the class because it was so boring and it was 2.5 hours. And I'm like, I told the lady, I was like, I'm really sorry, but I can't sit in this class. And she's like, oh, and she was nice, but I couldn't.
But so that's where I get to kind of the money grab thing.
Yeah.
To make requirements like that, which are not realistic requirements for some students, they need to you need to be able to be more selective about what's going to help you. And a lot of times I just wish that these colleges would just get into the major.
Yeah.
Right.
And stop the rest of it. You
and
don't
then
need
you'd actually
all
be
that.
More engaged because it's something that you actually want to learn about.
Yes, it should be more of, here's what I did in high school. Here's what my high school is about. Take that and I guess more of a catered college education to you. If you're going to UST and you've never taken theology or religion, then yes, you have to take that for at least one semester because you're at a Catholic university.
So you're promoting a la carte.
Yes.
A la carte.
Right.
This is
I'm not saying you shouldn't have any religion going to a Catholic university if you've had 12 years, but you just need to be able to select something that's more interesting to you and more challenging to you than a religion 101 or 1000 level.
For me, something that would have been more interesting is looking at other religions. I know a lot about, not that I'm a huge theologian, I know a lot about my religion. I would have been more interested looking at others' religions.
Are you an SC? Super Catholic?
No.
Not a super Catholic. Okay. And I'm not claiming to be the most religious person, but I know enough about my faith to not have to go through a college 101 theology course.
Well, and it's not just that, you know, they test out for languages, math.
Yeah.
You're right.
There should be more of that, maybe. Instead of worrying so much about the ACT and SAT and all of that nonsense, make it practical.
Right,
make
test
it
out.
Count towards their educations. And then make that senior year be all about a practical, like if you're going to be in marketing, then you're going to be doing some marketing senior year. You're going to be...
Also, what I was going to say is how my last year at St. Kate's, I had to do student teaching, and I still had to pay full price to do that.
Right.
For taking one class one time a week.
Yeah.
That should not happen. I get I'd have to pay for that one class that meets once a week, but I should not have to pay full tuition to do that.
No, I agree. It's another fault.
Yes. So I think, yeah, you're right that they should do something like a big internship in their career, but the college cannot pay, or you cannot pay full price to do that.
No. And I know, too, when I was at the U of M, granted it was a million years ago, but I switched majors, and that required me to change colleges within the U of M. And I had already taken quite a few art classes, studio art classes, and I switched to interior design, and they wanted me to take drawing, you know, 101 again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've already done that. And their idea was, well, this, we come from a different philosophy in the design. No, you didn't. It was contour drawing, blind contour drawing. It's all the same exact stuff. That is a money grab.
Yeah, that's a money grab.
But the same thing at St. Kate's. I took chem for nursing. Like, it was really in depth. And then they're like, you have to take chem again for educators. The stuff I did was so basic compared to what I did, and they would not let those credits transfer. Yeah,
money grab.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Money grab for the religion. Test out. You know, who did they release? They released Barabbas.
Dad.
Who was the fat? Who wins in a race between John and Peter?
John.
John. John. Wins every time.
Dad is still upset that he could not go to Mass. Like, we did Mass at home, but he could not be in the church at Mass to release Barabbas with the people.
The best priest ever.
Or there was the Good Friday play that we did.
Okay, so very embarrassing, but we were trying. We were sitting at home on Friday, and we'd never done the Friday Vigil? It's not the Mass, it's
3 o'clock,
yes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus is.
And we're doing the Facebook Live for Nativity, everything's going great, and all of a sudden, right before the gospel and mass?
Okay. Yeah.
The Facebook Live shut down. And we were kind of like, oh my gosh, what do we do? So we took it upon ourselves to read the reading. And we took it was not making fun of.
No,
we did the reading. And then we were like, well, that's about all we can do because.
We all had parts. Yeah,
yes. It was actually fun, but yeah, the live stopped, and we were like, what do we do?
Well, then we figured out you could go to the website and watch it there,
yes.
So we picked it back up.
Yes.
And pretty much we were on point
with our
meeting, and then we were at the homily when we figured out to go to the actual website.
Yeah,
because
we kept trying to refresh it, thinking it would catch up, and then I saw someone post in the comments, go to the website. But yeah, and then we finished it. But yeah,
we nailed that.
And that's when I walked in and
yes,
I was at the podcast in studio, and I walked in and go, I thought you guys were like mocking or joking. What are you doing? And they were legitimately. I'm sorry, I missed that.
You would have loved it.
Yeah, it might have taken a different turn had Dad been here. He might have been too into his role.
Yes.
Oh, for sure, I would have been. Release Barabbas.
No, Dad.
I was telling the kids earlier, that just brought me back to when I was a kid, and our staircase going upstairs, we would sit up, we would line up on that, sit there, and in front of that was the crucifix, and then my mom would have us say the rosary.
Oh my gosh.
Which I don't know where that even came from.
Right, you guys weren't heavy pound beaters.
But, oh, yeah, during Lent we were.
Cute.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
Every day?
No, on Good Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bean
Good
powers.
Friday at 3 o'clock, you got there on the staircase to say the rosary.
Gosh.
And maybe we only did it once, but it was so impactful to me that I think we did it like every single year.
Did you, from noon to 3 on Good Friday, was it always kind of we had to kind of like mellow out? Did you not have that?
There's no way the Mikulski house was ever mellow.
Well, it's not like
we
were shut down, but I don't
think the Keeners ever had a mellow out. I feel like they're always like mature.
Yeah, they're always
family?
Just mellow.
Yeah, they're just mellow.
We may have acted it out, like with wigs and robes and stuff.
And like naked with belts.
No.
Yes.
No.
Nudist camp?
No, that was not me for sure. All right.
God.
Let's, with that, let's kind of wrap things up here. Yeah, we had a couple glitches. This thing stopped recording a couple times, so I've got to go edit. And I'm not sure why I was doing that. So let's not leave anything to chance, and we'll just wrap it up.
All right.
Hopefully everybody will have a good week. Hunker down. Social distance.
We'd love for some people to send us some emails, leave us some reviews. Our emails have been pretty quiet lately. It's kind of sad. Trash.
Email us at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
Rate us, review. We're at 271 in ratings. We do have a 5-star rating. It's humble brag. But no one's left any comments, so please go review and comment and rate. That's all done on the podcast app.
And we're boring. We like to hear what you think. How are you surviving this? What are you doing? Do you have any recommendations? Maybe next week we'll talk about some coronavirus quarantine movies we watched.
Shows.
Oh, that might be good.
Let's all remember the time where Sophia thought that she was doing the family a service by commenting on the podcast.
Stop
it. And it had her name as the commenter.
I was just trying to be supportive to the family.
I love that for Fia.
Yeah, me too.
That's what we love.
All right. So join us next week for podcast number 75.
Woo!
75.
Dave,
and next podcast, you're going to talk about two words, Elon Musk. Huh? What do you think of that? What are your thoughts on that? Next time on the Family Podcast.